In Connecticut, officials say they have a new suspected case of inhalation anthrax. A 90-year-old woman has tested positive for the disease. If the results are confirmed, it would be the first new case in nearly 3 weeks. In Washington, traces of anthrax spores were found in two more Senate offices today. Senators Christopher Dodd of Connecticut and Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts. And testing continues on a letter addressed to Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, the second contaminated letter that's been found in congressional mail. Officials with the FBI and the Centers for Disease Control are taking a different approach with this one. They're hoping a slower, more deliberate strategy will yield more information about who's behind the anthrax attacks. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
From the outside, the Leahy letter is identical to one sent to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle last month. It bears the same Trenton, New Jersey postmark, the same bogus return address to a fictitious school. One key difference, the handwritten zip code on the envelope makes a 1 look a lot like a 2. A machine at the post office did indeed read it as a 2 and may have sent the letter off to the State Department. That could possibly explain how a State Department worker got sick last month. That worker has since recovered. The first letter to Senator Daschle was very potent. It exposed dozens of congressional staffers to anthrax spores. It may have killed two postal workers as it passed through a Washington mail facility. But as a piece of evidence, the Daschle letter was apparently a dud. The FBI has admitted it knows little about who might be behind the anthrax attacks. That's why the FBI, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the Army Bioweapons Lab are being more careful this time. They're working under a strict protocol, being careful not to accidentally wipe out any fingerprints or any DNA the perpetrator might have left behind. This letter was unopened when it was found. That has investigators hoping that this one will help them figure out who done it. The agencies are also making much ado about the fact that they are working together on this, after numerous reports they did not collaborate well early in the investigation. It's been nearly 3 weeks since the last anthrax death, but the inconvenience and the expense of the anthrax threat continue to grow. The Pentagon announced today that its mail will be open, visually inspected, x-rayed, and tested for biological or chemical agents. On Capitol Hill, Senators Dodd and Kennedy had to close their offices once again after trace amounts of anthrax were found there. And officials remain stymied on how to clean up the Hart Senate office building, which is normally home to half the Senate. Countertops and surfaces can be covered in decontaminating foam, but that may not work with the currency of government, paper. It's possible that all those valuable letters and congressional analyses will have to be thrown in the trash. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.